What kind of fruit trees do you have?
What kind of what?
Fruit trees. You said they're non-bearing fruit trees.
Oh, well, they have a non-bearing plum tree. You know, it's, that seemed like such a foolishness, really, because if you were going to have a plum tree, non-bearing, well, you might as well have a bearing plum tree and enjoy the, excuse me, let me get...
I did. I found it. I couldn't find it. Your refrigerator is hidden on top of your file cabinet.
Yeah, did you finally find
yeah.
it, though?
Did you ever grow anything in a garden, or did you, have you never
No,
gardened?
I never did. No.
Do any of your neighbors do any gardening?
Hmm?
Do any of your neighbors have any vegetables in their garden, or?
Not to my knowledge. I think the lady that lived next door to me used to grow a few tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Betty, my wife, had a few pots, upper deck there that she used to grow those little cherry tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not all that much into gardening like your grandfather.
No, yeah, he's really into gardening.
Oh boy, that's a...
Now, the corn that you pick up and eat is called what?
An ear of corn.
Okay, and what do you peel off the corn so you can cook it?
What do you want?
You have to peel something off the corn so you
oh,
can
the
cook.
Husk.
Uh-huh. And what's that stringy white stuff inside, underneath the husk?
I don't know.
That's okay. Not everybody knows the name of that stuff. Let's see. Pintos are a type of...
Beans.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody...
Mexican beans.
Mm-hmm. If somebody said to you that they had beans for dinner in El Paso, what would you expect that they had?
I would expect they were probably eating Mexican beans or pintos. Of course, there's navy beans and things, but I think, you know, that's more in canned soups and things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think they probably would be eating Mexican, we call them Mexican beans.
Okay. Now, the brown vegetable that is under the ground, that you pull up from under the ground and it has eyes, what do you call that?
A potato?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a red purplish vegetable that you slice up and sometimes it's canned and sometimes they make juice out of it.
I was going to say radish, but...
How about the Russians make borscht out of it?
Yeah. I don't know anybody that makes borscht here. I've never tasted borscht. We buy at the store radishes and it's a sort of a finger food, or, you know, just sort of a sit around.
Well, this is a kind of a, this is a different kind of a vegetable that has sort of a sweet flavor.
I'm not familiar with them.
Beets?
Hmm?
Beets?
Well, beets, yeah. Yes. That's what I eat, beets.
Yeah. Now, a yellow vegetable, big yellow vegetable?
Squash.
Okay. Now, squash, what other kinds of vegetables can it refer to besides that big yellow vegetable?
I don't understand.
Well, what kinds of different squashes are there?
I really don't know. I'm not that familiar with them. I know that there's different so-called squashes with different names,
mm-hmm.
but we just call it squash, or we have it for for supper or something, or lunch. Just squash is all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's bought at the grocery store? I don't know any the variation with the name. I know there are some.
Mm-hmm. Inside a cherry, you find a
pit.
Mm-hmm. How about inside a peach?
Pit.
Okay. If you crack a peach pit in half, there's something inside of that. What's that called?
I don't know. I never tried to crack
okay.
a peach. Okay. I thought the pit was solid.